Last week, the US formally began the process of withdrawing from the Paris Climate Accord. President Donald Trump has in the past dismissed climate change as a hoax. But while there may be skepticism in the White House, growing numbers of climate change activists have been holding demonstrations across America. As part of RTE's Week on Climate, our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan has been taking a look at the politics and protests of climate change in the US.
The climate, the environment, millions of people and species are being killed.
Every week, for the last 5 weeks, Hollywood actress Jane Fonda has been holding climate change protests in Washington. Since starting her weekly protests, Jane Fonda has been arrested 4 times.
Jane Fonda, can I ask you, what is your message to Donald Trump when it comes to climate change?
Get out of office.
Do you think
out of the way so that we can do the right thing?
So what are you hoping to achieve by your campaign?
We're hoping that people will mobilize by the millions to force whoever gets elected to do the right thing, to stop fossil fuel, new fossil fuel production, and to phase out already existing fossil fuel over 30 years and make sure that workers are paid good salaries.
Jane Fonda says she was inspired by teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg.
The people in power continue to ignore us.
Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg has been making waves here in the US ever since she arrived in New York by boat in August. She travelled by sea to cut down on her carbon footprint.
Save the planet! Help save the planet!
She has been holding protests across America and addressed members of Congress on Capitol Hill. Republican Representative Garrett Graves asked her what was the point of it all if big polluters like China are refusing to play their part.
Here we are talking about reducing emissions, yet China, under the Paris Accords, are going to be increasing their emissions by nearly 50%.
I am from Sweden, it's a small country, and there it is the same argument. Why should we do anything? Just look at the US, they say. So just so you know, that is being used against you as well.
Greta Thunberg also delivered an emotional address at the United Nations.
You all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying.
Tonight on the CBS Evening News, a new wildfire erupts near Los Angeles, forcing thousands to flee.
What looks like the first hurricane of the season in the U.S. is bearing down on the Gulf Coast.
Whether it's Atlantic storms and hurricanes or wildfires in California, extreme weather events across the U.S. are becoming more frequent. Professor Aradhana Tripathi is a climate scientist with the University of California.
Climate change is having a dramatic impact on the frequency of fires that we're seeing in California. The fact that we have fossil fuel emissions, it's driving warming, in turn is driving a rise in evaporation rates in the spring through autumn months. So that just means that the soil's drying out, plants are drying out. And this is happening to a more and more severe level. So now our fire season is actually much longer than it was before because there's so much now of the year that's associated with really warm temperatures from the spring to even into the winter. We even have winter heat waves that are occurring here in California.
Thank you.
Despite big changes in U.S. weather, Donald Trump has, in the past, dismissed climate change as a hoax. When he was campaigning to become president, he vowed to pull America out of the Paris Climate Accord, and as soon as he was elected, he kept that promise.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord.
Last week, the U.S. formally began the process of withdrawing from the Paris Accord. The Trump administration says it places an unfair economic burden on America.
So we're getting out, but we will start to negotiate, and we will see if we can make a deal that's fair. And if we can, that's great. And if we can't, that's fine.
What do we want?
Green New Deal.
When do we want it?
Now.
America's withdrawal from the Paris Accord may not go ahead. If Donald Trump loses the White House next year, climate change will be a big issue as the election 2020 campaign gets into full swing.
Are you heartened by any of the other candidates out there that they will do a better job on climate change?
Anyone would do a better job.
That's Jane Fonda speaking to our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.